everybody. How y'all tonight?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. There was a lot of great bands to come out of Ohio, but in my opinion, three topped the list due to their influence, popularity, and musicianship. The Raspberries, James Gang, and the subject of the next two shows, the Michael Stanley Band. MSB mirrored the previous two in all areas except national popularity, something that those of us familiar with the Cleveland radio market in the 70s and early 80s can never explain. The band still holds attendance records in their hometown and proved popular in the Midwest, but unfortunately, nowhere else. The band itself began on the fourth LP of its namesake's career after two solo LPs in 1973 and one album in 1969 as the band Silk. Silk started life as the Tree Stumps when they caught the ear of future Eagles producer and A&R man for ABC Records at the time, Bill Simzik. Bill also signed the James Gang and would champion Stanley throughout his career. An album recorded at the Hit Factory, New York City, resulted, titled Smooth as Raw Silk. ABC did next to nothing to promote Silk, not even selecting a single for release, although a few cuts were worthy of the honor. No wonder the record just barely debuted at just north of 200 at 191. One cut that could have been 45 fodder was Skeeto Blues, a song written by the band along with Simzik. There would be no more Silk records. The band soon folded.
I told you.
Stanley would turn down an offer to replace Tom Criss in the James Gang and attend Hiram College. But music never left him. Returning to the studio and Bill Simcik in 1973 for a self-titled solo release. He had lots of A-list help, including Todd Rundgren, Rick Derringer, and the Joes, Walsh and Vitale. An exceptional singer-songwriter album on the MCA subsidiary, Tumbleweed. He dropped his last name of G and from that point on was known as Michael Stanley, Stanley being his middle name. Here's the leadoff cut and Stanley staple, Rosewood Bitters, and personal favorite, A Friend and Nothing More.
Someone by my side. And Lord, there's something about a sad song that helps to ease the pain. Here I am, Lord, just singing up a storm. Going down today, just can't take it in. Too much running round today, can't tell you where I've been. And it seems it's just like singing is the only thing to do, only thing to help me pass the time. Songs are just like ladies, can't forget them when you do. But they're always on your mind. And the rosewood bitters help me meet the sunshine in the morning. And the rosewood bitters help me through the night when I feel blue.
She walked out of the rain today in search of someone's hand to hold. And as old friend I took her in and waited to be told. She spoke of love gone bad, you see. I listened as it said I should. Her eyes brought back a thousand times, just like I knew they would. Oh, here I go again, just where I've been before, a friend and nothing more. Much fewer now. The body smelled of autumn sea, and in my shadows I recall about a friend in me. Silently, in blanket wrap, she's sleeping now. And with a kiss, she'll give her thanks all friendship could allow. And nothing more. Oh, here I go again,
second and last, well, at least until 1996, solo LP, the A-list got bigger. Friends and Legends, now released on MCA proper, featured, along with everyone from the first LP except Rundgren, David Sanborn on sax, Dan Fogelberg, Richie Furay, and ex-Barnstorm bassist Kenny Passarelli. Another good album, as good or better than any number of LPs from a singer-songwriter of the time. So what gives? Why no traction? Well, according to Deanna Adams in her book Rock and Roll and the Cleveland Connection, Friends and Legends was one of three releases for MCA that day. The other two? Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and The Who's Quadrophenia. They had no time for a singer from Cleveland or any financial reason to find time. They knew they would rake it in thanks to the other two. Mr. G was left at the altar. From the aforementioned, Among My Friends Again, and probably the best cover of the Beatles' Help I've ever heard. Thank you. Time for a real full-time band, and apparently a new record label. You Break It, You Bought It was Michael Stanley Band's first LP, now on Epic. Stanley tapped Cleveland Rock royalty, drafting Daniel Pecchio, ex-bassist of Glass Harp, and Tommy Dobeck, drummer from Circus, along with guitarist Jonah Coslin. MSB was born. It appears Epic put some effort into promoting them, releasing two singles from Break It. The first was I'm Gonna Love You. Not one of them was Jonah's Waste a Little Time on Me. Here's both. Ohio done proud, here in the Vinyl Garage.
I don't know words to
1976 saw the band releasing the second for Epic, Ladies' Choice, an album full of what we in Cleveland consider Stanley classics, but what the rest of the country and apparently Epic thought of as just another record. It failed to chart. Not that the band wasn't trying, they were on the road opening for major acts, 10 months out of the year. Two of those classics were The Title Cut and Calcutta Auction. The former was the only single.
Once you were a lonely woman, didn't have a friend in the world, couldn't even take what was given, didn't know the shell from the pearl. Now you wanna let me go, but first you gotta make things right. And it's a lady's choice, now look what you've done. It's a lady's choice, but the choice is next to none. It's a lady's choice, now look what you've done. It's a lady's choice, but it's not the only one.
And I won't make it seem that it's all that bad, 'cause you're making your way, and of that much I'm glad.
Oh yes, I'm glad for you. It took a long, long time of playing everybody's fool. Now you're really out there walking the line. Yeah, goodbye is rough, but this one is up. Look what you've done. It's a lady's choice, but the choice is next to none. It's a lady's choice, now look what you've done. It's a lady's choice, but it's not the only one.
And I won't make it seem that it's all that bad, 'cause you're making your way, and of that much I'm glad.
Yes, I'm really glad.
Epic wasn't into charity. They were making, except for the Cleveland market, no return on their investment in MSB. So when the second LP failed to chart, make them any money, the future of the band on the label was in jeopardy. It was suggested that Epic A&R man Steve Popovich see them play live, hoping to change their mind and give them another chance. Liking what he saw, a live LP was planned. That record was Stage Pass. Recorded at the Cleveland Agora on October 22nd through the 24th by Agency Recording Studios, the subsequent double gatefold LP, you may be surprised to know, only tied Friends and Legends as the lowest charting Michael Stanley project at number 207 nationally. Locally was another story, but that didn't stop Epic from dropping MSB from the label. But I didn't know anyone who didn't have this record. The vast majority of the 300,000 sold were local. You couldn't turn on the radio in 1977 without hearing Stage Pass. Here's the opening cut, Midwest Midnight. Let's get the show on the road and strike up the band. MSB at their finest.
Line, who knows where? Then, but never now. Susan played the lady.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Final Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at finalgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Final Garage Show. So until next time. This is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Let's get the show on the road, baby. Set the spotlights on stage. Oh my, it seems I've heard these words before. Did you forget to turn the page? Hey, remember what they told you about how the show goes.
Great. Right.